Chapter 1. Listen before you speak. Marcia's mother-in-law is affluent. Marcia, in contrast, grew up in a modest home where the emphasis was on self-sacrifice and giving. Her father was the chairman of the missions committee in their church, and her mother was actively involved in the women's ministry. Every year, for as long as Marcia could remember, she had watched her parents save so that they could give a significant gift to the annual missions offering. She herself had taken money out of her allowance as a child to give to this offering. After 2 years of marriage, Marcia is totally frustrated with her mother-in-law. "Every month she invites me to lunch. I'm always happy to see her, but after lunch she insists on taking me shopping in order to buy me a new dress. At first, I appreciated her generosity, but as time went on, it seems like our lunches get shorter and shorter, while our shopping sprees extended into the afternoon. She never looks for dresses on sale, and she has bought me some really expensive dresses." Marcia continued, "I see it as an extravagant waste of money, and I feel like she's trying to buy my friendship. When I tell her that I don't need a dress this month, she says, 'Every lady needs a new dress.' It lifts the spirit." "Well, it's not lifting my spirit," said Marcia. "It's making me resent her. Why doesn't she give that money to people who really need it? My closet is full of dresses. I don't want to hurt her feelings. I'd like for us to have a relationship that does not focus on shopping. I'd like to have a nice, quiet, extended lunch with her. I'd like to know what her childhood was like, what kind of struggles she and my father-in-law had in the early years of their marriage, how she felt about being a stay-at-home mom. All she ever talks about is her golf game and her bridge parties. I sometimes get the feeling that she is extremely lonely and that shopping is her way of trying to forget her loneliness. I don't know. I just wish our relationship could be more real." All these thoughts and feelings Marcia had kept to herself. She tried to share them with her husband, Rick, but his response was, "Let Mom buy you the dresses. It's her way of showing you that she loves you." Perhaps Rick was right, but if so, his mother is missing the mark. Marcia does not feel loved. She feels resentful. "Have you tried to share any of these thoughts and feelings with your mother-in-law?" I asked. "Not really," Marcia responded. "She's so overpowering. She talks most of the time and seldom asks me a question. When she does, I have the sense that she's not listening to my response. She's thinking about what she's going to say next. I feel tense when I'm around her." It was obvious to me that Marcia had a mother-in-law problem, and it wasn't going away unless Marcia took some initiative. "But I can't just tell her that I resent her," said Marcia, "and I can't stop having lunches with her. That's our only contact. If I tell her I don't want the dresses, I'm afraid she'll be hurt. I really don't know what to do. That's why I'm here." "I'm glad you came," I said. "I'm not a miracle worker, but I do have an idea that I would like to suggest. The next time you have lunch with your mother-in-law, say to her, 'Before we go shopping, I want to ask you a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much pleasure do you get out of taking me shopping?' If her answer is 8, 9, or 10, which is what I expect, then you ask her, 'Tell me why you get so much pleasure out of being so nice to me.' Listen to her answer carefully. Then tell her what you think you heard her say and ask her if that's correct. For example, you might say, 'What I hear you saying is that you enjoy buying things for me because when you were first married, your mother-in-law did nothing for you and you felt hurt. You didn't want that to happen in our relationship. Is that correct?' Continue to ask clarifying questions until you feel that you understand what is behind her desire to take you shopping. Then express appreciation to her for what she is doing for you. Once you understand her motivation, I think you will find that easier to do. Tell her that you really appreciate her being so kind and thoughtful of you. Then tell her how meaningful this conversation has been to you, that you feel like you know her better, and you appreciate her even more. Then go shopping with her and let her buy you whatever she wishes. The next month, when you have lunch, ask your mother-in-law additional questions. Tell her how much you enjoyed your conversation with her last month, and that if she doesn't mind, you'd like to ask her some more questions about